We are on our consent agenda now. These will be enacted in one motion unless any member of the board would like to remove an item to be considered later on the agenda or have any comments on any of the items. Yes, Director Pega.
I'd like to pull item 9.17 just for some questions.
So we are going to pull 9.17. We'll take that at the beginning of the regular agenda. And any questions right now?
Pretty fast.
Do you want to pull it or do you just want to get some questions answered?
I have some questions for John that he could address that.
Okay, yeah. If you want to go ahead and do it now, then we can keep it as part of consent.
This is the item about the zero emission passenger rail and trail project. And I noted that the summary says partner agencies, stakeholders, and community input are being sought now. I'm aware of the public sessions, but I wondered if there has been engagement with your planning staff, possibly with UCSC and Cabrillo as other stakeholders.
Yeah, there's been regular meetings with stakeholders, planning staff from the jurisdictions and the region. So yeah, we've been meeting since January, I want to say, about monthly.
My concern is that as the RTC is doing its studies of alignments, station locations and such, that there's some attention to the transit connections, the last first mile, the last five first 5 mile kind of coordination so that we know where the buses are able to get to those stations.
Yeah, I reached out to Riley Gephardt and Sarah Christensen regarding your questions, and they let me know that this summer, July and August, is when they're really going to start engaging on the data piece, asking for some of our ridership data as they develop their ridership models. So I think it's more to come.
Things are going both ways.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I should make a comment here on that part of the board comments. There was a great groundbreaking on the trail, and yes, David was there, and Mike was there, part of the shovel digging. It's called the Legacy Project, and this is for Monterey Bay Scenic Trail from Monterey to Santa Cruz. That was initiated, as I mentioned, by former Senate member Congressman Sam Farr, and really, it is really a phenomenal achievement that so many agencies got together to make this become a reality. It's a great event, very well attended by the Wilder Ranch. There's some others that attended. It's really
Yeah, I guess Director Pegler, then Director Rod.
I'll just piggyback with that the State Parks District fellow commented to me wearing a Metro hat that he was very thrilled with the ridership that had occurred on the Big Basin route during a recent arts event. So that was kudos to Metro. I will share with the group.
Director
Rod. I have questions about item 9.11. I guess I'll pull it.
Yeah, it's briefly. Okay, you want to pull it for separate discussion outside of just regular questions?
Sure.
Okay, so we will move item 9.11 to the beginning of our regular agenda after consent.
I have a question. I don't need to pull the item. When is the what's the timeline for the 9.9?
I will turn that to John.
Director Dutra, this basically what we're doing here is entering into two agreements with MidPen. One to transfer our refunding that we got from AMBAC to have a funding agreement so that they can begin using that money for pre-development costs. And then the second is to enter into an exclusive negotiating agreement with them, which would basically let them pursue the project exclusively for the next 12 months, make sure it's financially feasible. At the same time, they'll be doing redevelopment work at
so the same time of funding will be also the same time of redevelopment.
Yes. Yeah. So the funding we received from AMBAG is solely for redevelopment costs. In order to unlock that funding, we needed this exclusive negotiating agreement and the funding. So,
okay.
Their midterm is ready to go.
Yeah, they always are.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, they want to constantly building.
Yeah.
But it's going to take about a year to go through all the pre.
Yeah, I think we've actually given them 9 months.
Okay.
Starting July 15th.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And part of that is triggered because they're pursuing other funding opportunities that have a timeline sort of late summer, early fall. So they kind of want to get things rolling, make sure the project's feasible, apply for that funding.
And then after that 9 months, it should be shovel ready.
After 9 months, we'll be able to negotiate the rest of the agreements, the development agreements with them. Shovel ready, it maybe be another 9 months after that.
Okay. So we're looking close to like a year and a half, 2 years.
For breaking ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. I just keep on getting older, you know, like these projects that come up, they come to you when you're, I've been doing this for 10 years and we're breaking ground on projects that I approved like 8 years ago.
I mean, this one's moving pretty quickly.
Yeah, I know. That is quick for a project, but like, I mean, we move so slow. We're like, oh yeah, let's build it. And then 10 years later is when we're breaking ground.
Yeah. Well, we put in them the TRSIP award that we got last year in 2023 of April, and we need to basically complete the project by mid 2027. So,
okay.
Pretty quick.
There too. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll also just comment briefly on the groundbreaking that was mentioned. I was hoping to be there, and I guess technically I was, but I showed up an hour early because I had it wrong on my calendar. When I showed up and no one was there, I thought, wow, this is not a heavily attended event, only to find out that I was there an hour early and had to leave before the actual groundbreaking. So I'm sorry to have missed it, but I did see the pictures, and it turns out it was a very heavily attended event. And I hear that a lot of people came in on bike, and it was just a great groundbreaking. So I'm sorry to have missed it, the actual groundbreaking. Okay, with that, we will go to public comment on the consent agenda.